Hi, my beautiful queens and kings. It is your one and only Queen Dish here. So how have my royal queens and kings been doing? I know I have not spoken to you guys in a while. And it's just been quite the year. It's been quite the year. And really since last year, you know, my intention, of course, is always pure. And I come from a place of love and a place of truth. And I'm very honest and authentic with you all about anything that I'm going through, because I'm human, just like you guys. So I know it's been a while, but just know that I have not forgotten about you all. You know, my tribe, my fans, my followers, my supporters, my queens and my kings, all around the world, all different shapes, sizes, colors. Like, I love all of you. Love has no color to me. So, you know, I love you. I love you and accept you as you are. So just know that it didn't come from a place of like forgetting about you guys. Just know that the queen herself is human just like you, and she's been going through it. You know, grief is a very hard thing to deal with, you guys. You know, for anyone that has lost someone very close to them, you understand, you know, that is not something that you just get over. Everyone deals with grief very differently. And I would just say, like, at times I have felt like I was holding on by a string, honestly, like, it's a very different beast. It really is. And I don't make any apology. Ooh, look at me. I don't make any apologies for it, because I'm human. And I lost my sister last year, a couple other family members. And then this year, I lost my dog. That was my child. And for, you know, my fellow dog moms or dog dads, or, you know, just pet moms and dads, you understand the connection between a pet and you, you know? So a lot of times they are like your children. And my dog was my one and only child. So I, you know, he passed away, and then 2 months later, mom passed away, completely unexpected. So it just, I have mentally and emotionally been through the ringer, you know, and so I'm not apologizing. I am owning the fact that I'm human, and I'm owning the fact that I've given myself grace, and I'm giving myself grace. And, you know, I apologize, if anything, for, you know, the fact that I haven't been able to, you know, give you guys something, for a while, you know, 'cause I enjoy being the vessel, or being a vessel of positivity and positive love and light, and any type of encouraging message that I give, or excuse me, that I get. I absolutely love giving that to you all. You know, so if anything, you know, I apologize that I haven't been in a space where, I've been able to do that, but just know that, I'm allowed to be a human. And it didn't come from a place of, a lack of love for you all, put it that way. I absolutely love you all. Trust me. I absolutely do. You know, and for anyone else that is going through the ringer, Lord have mercy. I just feel your I feel your pain. I feel your, I understand. I get it. Oh my goodness, I get it. Like, woo. Yeah, grief is, I just, you know, you can't even explain it. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I would feel any differently, you guys, if I knew ahead of time. You know, like if somebody were sick and you kind of know it's coming, but like when it's completely unexpected, it just, I don't know. Left field, like ripped my heart out, like, whoa. Yeah. But what I can say, and I don't know if I would, I could say it's a positive, but what I would say is something that does come from loss or grief or catastrophe, something catastrophic. What I can say is that it certainly causes you to do a lot of soul searching, a lot of self-reflection, a lot of self-assessments, a lot of, you know, self-analyzation, you know, or just, ooh, it is like a lot of things surface, you guys. And you have to address them. Like, you have to address what shows up, because we all have things that we hold on to. We have things that we suppress. You know, we have things that we don't talk about, you know, because nobody wants to talk about them. But what I can say in my experience is that through this process, and you know, clearly I'm still grieving and I'm still healing per se, learning just to cope, you know, day by day. But what I can say is you've got to face yourself. Like, things are going to surface and you have nowhere to really turn but to really look in the mirror. Like, a lot of things are going to surface. I think it's just inevitable. Like, people, I would say to some degree, you know, I think we all sometimes are comfortable. We're comfortable. And then, of course, it's like God or the universe or the divine is trying to talk to us and get us to move in a certain direction. And of course, we're hard-headed, right? We don't listen. And we know what we're supposed to do sometimes, and we still don't listen. And so guess what? God has to, like, throw a tragedy, or like something has to happen, unfortunately, to wake you up, to get your attention. And then that's when it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I have to move, or oh my gosh, I have to do this, or I have to do that. Like, oh my gosh, I need to find a new job. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we've heard the voice, we've heard the whisper. Like, we've heard something inside of our gut. We've heard something inside of our soul. We've heard the whisper. We've heard the voice inside our head. We've heard it. And we've just chosen to ignore it, you know, and then boom, tragedy happens. And then it's like sometimes that voice gets louder, and then you'll pay attention to it, because it's like, oh, you chose to ignore it. And he's like, okay, well, apparently you're not going to listen to me. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to throw this curveball, and then maybe I'll get your attention. You know, maybe I have to, you know, maybe, you know, I'm going to have to show you something in a dream to really get your attention, you know, something. And then that's when, you know, your eyes open up, because you're like, you don't have any other choice not to, right? Catastrophe. Something catastrophic, you know, the wall comes tumbling down, you know, something not good, in other words, you know. So I can definitely say from that, I have gotten some clarity, and I think that that is something that through these types of experiences, you guys, that I believe you will, it will certainly help you in getting some clarity. If you're willing to be honest with yourself, okay, and face yourself when you look in the mirror with the things that surface for you, because things are going to surface. Some things are going to come to the surface. Okay. If you are willing to be honest with yourself. Okay. You will start to see things a little differently. You'll probably get some clarity. So you'll become more self-aware. And I'm almost positive, right? Because I can't guarantee anything. However, I'm fairly certain that things are going to change. You are going to change. I think it's inevitable, because when you, or I guess for me or anyone else, male or female, that has dealt with grief or for example, is dealing with grief, you know, it was such a devastating, you know, heart-shattering loss, right? Like, you're really, really aching in the way that, like, I am, right? Like, or anything on that level, for that matter, right? You going forward, I'm telling you, I just think it's inevitable. You are going to change. Like, you're going to see things in a different way. You're probably going to have a different perspective, because I know I do. Like, you're going to, like I said, you're going to have to confront yourself. And if you're willing to be honest, and you are, there's no way you're going to be able to stay the same, in a way. Like, you're just not going to be able to, you know. Like, loss has given me perspective, and I have definitely grown over this year. And I'm into personal growth and development, so that's ongoing anyway, you know. But when you add, when you add everything mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that is sort of encompassed into grief, it's just like a whole nother level. I mean, I'm not even laughing, but I'm just saying, like, it takes everything to a whole nother level. And it's like an awakening almost. But really, all it is, it's just things are surfacing that most of us have suppressed. You know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of, like, repressed aggression, you know, but it's things that we've all kind of swept under the rug, or, like I said, you know, you don't talk about it. You just kind of suppress things. You kind of, you know, put it in the back of your mind, and then something, you know, tragedy happens or something happens that forces it to the front, and then you have to confront it, you know? So I just say all that to say that, you know, I love you guys. I've given myself grace. I would hope, and I'm sure that you guys are giving me grace as well. I just want to, you know, tell you guys, and you know, I keep it real, because this is what this podcast is about. Life, I said, it's a no holds barred podcast about life and relationships. And, you know, it's raw, real, raw, and authentic. No holds barred, no filter, no sugarcoating, no bullshit. Okay. No BS. Okay. There's too much BS and smoke and mirrors and just foolishness out in the world. That is not what my intention is. So no, you guys know what's going on with me, and I keep it real. You know, and I hope that that encourages you to also be real and authentic like that, you know, with yourself. So, and with other people, you know. So anyway, you know, just know the queen, I just take it day by day. I have my moments. I cry. I have my moments. I mean, I miss my mom. I miss my sister. Like, I miss my dog. You know, like, it just one after the other. So it's like, I didn't get over. I'm not ever going to get over it. But, you know, like, I was, you know, trying to move forward I'm trying to move forward from my sister last year. And then boom, here comes, you know, Ty. That was my dog's name. Ty passing away unexpectedly. And then 2 months later, mom. I mean, and for me, it was literally after the pageant that I did. So like, that's the last pageant. See, I'm getting all emotional. The last pageant, you know, of course, that she attended, and that was the last time I saw her. So rough, very, very rough. But I'm here. I'm here. I have not left you guys. I have no intention of doing that. You know, if for some reason, you know, God, the divine, the universe moves me in a different direction to where, you know, like the podcast is not something I am supposed to do anymore at all, then of course I would come on here and let you all know that. I would absolutely let you all know that. I won't leave you completely hanging. Like I said, I know it's been a while, but grief does that to you. But I would not intentionally just leave you guys hanging like that. You guys are way too important to me. And me doing what I'm supposed to do, as far as my divine assignments and stuff like that, that's important to me. So I would definitely let you guys know whatever is, you know, is going on with me. I will let you know that. You know, I enjoy this. I enjoy what comes to me to give to you all. You know, I'm fed by it as well. So, you know, I hope not. But again, everything has its season. And I don't believe that you all should ever force anything. Everything is not meant to be around forever. Everything is not meant to be around. You know, you might start a project, start something new, and, you know, that season of it is over sooner than you think, you know, but that just means that there's something else better, you know? So it's life, you guys. It's evolution. We should always be progressing, you know, moving forward and progressing. So, you know, don't get stuck, you know, on like one thing. I love the podcast. I love talking to you guys. I love being a vessel. However, if the universe, if the divine moves me in a different direction, then I will be okay with that. And of course, if I really fully realize and recognize, like, okay, the podcast has to come to an end, I will let you know. But let's hope not. Okay. But anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. You know, it's still a crazy world out there. I just hope that you guys stay safe. Take care of your health. I'm not going to speak on anything other than, or I'm not going to say anything other than just, you know, take care of yourselves and take care of your health. You know, I stay away from religion and politics. I'm more so into spirituality, which I guess you can pick up on that. And my tribe, I'm sure you guys pretty much know that. I am Christian. However, I'm more into spirituality. Stay away from politics. So I'm not on either side. I'm not going to talk about that on my podcast. Whatever you choose to do, you do that. If whatever you choose to do, if you feel, whatever you choose to do is up to you. I personally have no, I don't feel it is my position to tell you what to do with your body. And I'm gonna leave it at that. if you do get something that you feel you need, great. If you don't feel like you need it, okay. Who am I to come and tell you what you need? You know, so I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that. But I do want you guys to be safe and take care of yourselves either way. You know, you need to, I think we all probably can improve upon our eating habits and, you know, what we put into our bodies in general, you know. So that way we can sort of boost our immune systems regardless, right? So I'm going to leave it at that. But definitely stay safe, you guys. Just stay safe. And even when it comes to, I think of sort of a holistic approach and just not just food, but, you know, mind, body, and spirit. You know, take care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, right? Think about what you're putting into your mind, what you're watching on TV, what you're listening to on the radio, you know, who you're hanging around. All of those things matter, and all of those things make a difference, right? They all make a difference, you know? So if you're constantly, if all you do is listen to a whole bunch of negative stuff and you watch the news all day with all the negativity, well, you know, sorry, but I don't know why. I don't see how you don't see why there's not maybe a lot of positive, because all you do is take in negative. If I mean, negative, 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 negative does not equal positive. Negative, 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 negative all the time will never equate to positive, you know? So you have to be mindful of that, you guys. You have to be mindful of what you're taking in, you know, what you're listening to. Yes, what you're eating, you know, as far as food and things like that, but also your environment and who you're around and like what you're picking up subconsciously, what's going into your mind subconsciously, because all those things matter. And to me, that's more of the holistic. It's mind, body, and spirit. All of those things matter as far as your overall health and well-being, right? You know, so that's when I say take care of yourselves, I mean sort of overall mind, body, spirit, take care of yourselves, okay? Not just, you know, don't be eating like terrible foods all the time, but like everything. Take care of yourselves, mind, body, and spirit, okay? Because, you know, you guys deserve that. And with all the stuff out here, I just want you guys to be safe and preserve your lives as much as possible, right? Your health and your wealth and all good things, all good things. But anyway, I want to go ahead and just do an affirmative prayer for you all. 'Cause I'm sure we need the encouragement. We're all going through our own internal struggles. We're all dealing with different things. You know, that human element, we're all human, and, you know, we may be going through different things at different times, but overall it's like we're kind of experiencing the same thing just at different times, right? So I know we all need encouragement. You know, I don't know that, I mean, can there ever be too much light in the sense of like positive love and light? I don't know if there could be too much positive love and light, especially in this world. I don't think so. So yeah, let me just do hopefully a quick affirmative prayer, just to keep our vibration high and for us to be encouraged. And I did ask God while I was in the shower, I was like, can you please help me to make sure that it's not long, you know, because when I'm in the flow, it's like, I just go, you know, it's just like, it flows, it goes. Yeah. So I said in the shower, God, can you just make sure it's not long, please? But yeah. And I know when I have questions, if I have questions, I'm like, I know there's another woman or a man, because I know there's a small percentage of men that do listen to the podcast, and I honor those men as well. But I'm like, I know if I have the question or I'm feeling a certain way, I know that one of my queens is feeling the same way or probably has the same question. So once I do the encouragement, I usually get the answer. Honestly, you guys. And that's why I usually do it, because I do it for you. But like I said, I'm also fed by it, because when I go back and listen to it myself, it's like I hear almost like on a spiritual level, like I hear what I'm supposed to hear for my answer. And that is my intention, of course, for you all, that you all get what you need from the encouragement as well. Right. And that's the whole point. So anyway, without further ado, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for another beautiful day, God. There are so many people that did not make it today, God, but you allowed all of us to be here. You allowed all of us to be here, God. So that means you're not done with us, God. That means our souls still have things that need to be accomplished in our physical bodies, God. We are here for a reason, God. I thank you, God, for our health, God. We thank you for good health, God. We thank you for keeping us safe, secure, and protected at all times, God. We thank you, God, for all of the new opportunities that you have for us, God. I pray, God, that anyone listening to the sound of my voice, God, that if they are unclear or unsure of something that they are supposed to do, God, that you show them in a way that they will recognize it, God. Anyone who may not know what their purpose is, God, I pray that you reveal it to them in a way that they recognize it, God. I pray that you give each and every one of my queens and kings listening to the sound of my voice the wisdom and discernment to be able to know exactly what it is that they are supposed to do, to know exactly who it is that they are supposed to be around, to know exactly the environment or the environments that they should be in, God, to know exactly the right opportunities that they should embark upon, God. I pray that each and every one of them listening to the sound of my voice has the clarity that they need to make the decisions that are in their best interest, God. I pray that you give them the courage to walk away from anything that is not serving them anymore, God, person, place, or thing. I pray, God, that you give each and every one of them listening to the sound of my voice the courage to walk away from anyone or anything that is no longer serving them, God, because it is time for all of them, all of us, to go to the next level, God. I can feel it, God. It is time for us to rise to a higher level of ourselves, God. No more settling. No more broken records, God. No more settling, God. No more low vibrational anything, God. These are your divine royal sons and daughters of the Almighty King of all kings, God. You have given them everything that they need to succeed, God. You have given us everything that we need to succeed, God. So there is no reason for us to be struggling, God. And so I pray that you help us to break through the imprisonment, God. Break through the mindset. Break through whatever the mental struggles are, God. Help us to break free from any mental atrocities, anything that is hindering us, God, from moving forward in your will, God. The time is now, God. Something we have certainly learned from last year and just continuing on with everything going on in the world, God, is that time is of the essence. Life is short, God. And we don't know when our time is. And so I just pray for all of the women listening to the sound of my voice, any men listening to the sound of my voice, your queens and kings, God, I pray that you give them the courage to rise to that higher level of themselves, God. They deserve the best that life has to offer. They deserve the best that life has to offer. We deserve the best that life has to offer, God. We were never meant to be struggling. You did not place us on this earth, God, to constantly be struggling all the time and living paycheck to paycheck and being stressed out and full of anxiety and anxious and worried all the time. That is not of your will. Contrary to what some people in the pulpit have been preaching, which to me has been teaching and preaching ways or preaching from a place of imprisonment versus empowerment, God. And so I am for empowerment, God, women's empowerment. I am for empowerment of both genders, God. Both the men and the women need to be empowered, God. No one should be struggling. It is not righteous to struggle. It is not a righteous thing to struggle and be miserable and unhappy and unfulfilled. That is not of your will, God. And I am very much aware of that. And so I pray, God, that you give your queens and kings all of the resources that they need to succeed, God. I pray that you put the right people in their lives, God, at the right time to help them go to these higher levels, God, because the time is now. Time is of the essence, and we do not have time to waste, God. They do not have time to waste. There are people that are connected to each and every one of us, God. And those people are waiting on us. They're waiting on us to be more of ourselves. They're waiting on us to be the fullest, highest expressions of ourselves, God. There are people connected to us, God. There are people connected and waiting and in need of what we have to offer, God. And so I pray that you give each and every one of them listening to the sound of my voice the courage, the tenacity, the perseverance, the mindset and the will, God, to keep going, to keep pushing forward, to break through the mindset that has kept them stuck. I pray that you help them to recognize, God, who may be for them and who may not be for them. And it may surprise them, God. You know, it's just seasons. You know, there are seasons, and everyone is not meant to be around for every season. Everyone is not meant to be in your life for a lifetime, God. And so I pray that you help them to recognize who is actually right for them and who is not. I pray that you release. I pray that you release the people who are not for them out of their lives, God. I pray that you release them in love. We release them in love, God. We release them in love, anyone who is not right for us, in the name, in the spirit, in the name, God, we release them. We release those people in love and with love, God. Some of them we may not need to have any more communication with them, and they will just be released from us energetically, God. There may be some that require a conversation before that. But whatever it is, God, anyone who is not right for us, God, I pray that you just release them from our entire being in the name, God, in the name, in the spirit. Release them from our being. Release them from our aura, God. Everything is energy, God. And so I pray that you send them the right people. Send them the right people to help them succeed, God. Send them more of the right people to get them to higher heights and new levels within themselves, God. Get them around the people that will celebrate them and encourage them and uplift them, God. Get us around the right people, God, and the wrong people will automatically fall away, God. Again, a conversation is not always necessary. Sometimes, God, the wrong people can just fall away, and they should just fall away. As we focus on the right things, the wrong things fall away, God. And so I pray that you help us all to focus on the right things. Help us to focus on the right things. Help us to focus on the right people. And help us to have the wisdom and discernment to recognize who those people are and what those things are that are right for us, God. I pray that you help us to rise to higher levels of ourselves, God. We deserve exactly what you have in our will. We deserve the exact vision that you have for us, God. The things that keep coming up for us, the things that we keep thinking about, God, they keep coming up because it's something that you're trying to show us. The things that we keep thinking about and dreaming about, and some of us may have a vision board or we have goals written down somewhere. We have sticky notes. Those things are there for a reason, God, because it's very clear that we have the ability and the capacity to fulfill those things, God. We have the ability and the capacity to become those things or to go to those places or to succeed with those opportunities. These things, these thoughts, these things, whether material or not, you know, these careers, a career, the things that keep coming up for us, there's a reason for it, God. Our soul is trying to express itself, God. And sometimes because of fear, we deny it. Because of fear, we deny it. And so I pray, God, that you help us to not have a spirit of fear, God. That's exactly what you said. Do not have a spirit of fear. And so I pray that you instill in us more courage, the ability to be more assertive, the ability to be fearless, God, the ability to persevere and push through the pain, God. I pray that you give us the ability, God, that you give us the ability to push through the pain, God. A lot of us are in pain. A lot of us are struggling. A lot of us are we're going through some things, God. But this is also a test. Sometimes it's a test because there is no testimony without a test. And everything that we're going through, God, will become a testimony and something that will encourage, inspire, empower, and probably uplift someone else, God. We're not going through what we're going through for no reason. And so I just pray that you give all of your sons and daughters a renewing of their minds, a renewed mind and a renewed spirit, God, so none of us give up. Because sometimes it's hard. We're all human, God. But I know that you have so much in store for us. There's so many blessings with our name on it, God. There are avalanches of money, just avalanches of wealth, avalanches of just good things, God. You know, yes, the material stuff, but even just spiritual growth, growing spiritually, God. You know, having the mental breakthroughs, God, to go to a next level in our consciousness, in our awareness, God. And so I just thank you, God. We thank you for all of the good in our life right now, God. You know, there's a lot of things that we could say that are not right, but you know what? We are here, God. We are alive. And most of us, uh, I I would hope that most of us are doing well from a health standpoint, God. And so we are here for a reason, God. We are here. You have us here for a reason. So that means that there's still stuff on this earth for us to do. We still have purpose, and we still have the ability to inspire, encourage, and empower other people, God, with our gifts and talents. And so I pray that you help us to do that, God. Help us to get closer to our purpose. Help us to figure out what that is. Help us to have the clarity on what our next step should be, God. If anyone should, you know, take the promotion, God, make it clear to them that, yes, that's what you want them to do. If anyone should move, God, let them know exactly where they should be moving to. Let them know in a way that they recognize it. Where do you want them to move to? Make it clear to them. If you want them to move out of state, let them know, God. Send them something. Send them a person, a place, a thing, an announcement. Make sure that the things that you are trying to reveal to us, God, make sure that it is in a way that we recognize it, God, because I know that you are always speaking to us. Sometimes it's just a whisper. Sometimes it is just a whisper, God, but a lot of us, oh, we hear it. Yes, we sometimes ignore it. And I'm honest with you, God, we do. We ignore it, but you do speak to us. You speak to us in different ways, God. And so I just pray and ask that everything that you are trying to reveal to us, every, you know, the next step, the next things that we're supposed to do, the next opportunity that we're supposed to take on, if we're supposed to take on a new job, if we're supposed to take on the promotion, if we're supposed to buy the house, you know, the right things, all of the things that are right for us, God, I pray that you reveal that to us in a way that we recognize it, God, because we need to know. We need to know. There should be no confusion, God, because you bring peace, God. You are not a God of confusion. That's not how you operate. There's no confusion with you, God. And so I just pray that everyone listening to the sound of my voice has the clarity that they need to make their next move, God. I pray that you give everyone the clarity that they need to make their next move, God. Let them know what you want them to do. Let them know what's right for them, because everyone has a different path. Everyone wants something different. So whatever it is that you want them to do, God, make sure that you make it very clear to them. So there's no confusion. There's no doubt. They have a very clear understanding from the divine on what you want them to do, God. Because again, the time is now. Life is short, and we deserve the best, God. We deserve to be abundant. We deserve to be prosperous, God. We deserve to fulfill our wildest dreams, God. We deserve to live the life we have always imagined, God. We deserve to be abundant. We deserve to be prosperous. We deserve to be in excess, God. We deserve a surplus. We deserve overflow, God. We deserve all good things that are in your will for us. That was always the plan, God. That was always the plan. That was always your plan for us. And so we just thank you, God. We thank you for all of the magnanimous and gigantic blessings coming our way, God. Oh, we thank you, God, for blessings and abundance and prosperity and new friends and love, you know, new love, new positive love and light in the form of people and possibly romantic love as well, God. Anyone that is looking for a relationship, God, you know, I pray that you get them ready and prepared for their partners, God. Some people want a relationship and in reality, they're not really ready for it. So I just pray that anyone who may be desiring a relationship, God, or a life partner, possibly marriage as well, that you get them ready. get them ready and help them to heal any past hurts, God. I pray that you heal all of our hearts. I pray that you help us to identify anything that may be holding us back from love, God. Anything that may be stopping us from letting the love in, God. And so I pray that you heal our hearts, God. Help us to heal from any past hurts, God. Help us to forgive those that we need to forgive, God. Just help us to move forward. Help us to love like you love, God. Help us to love like you love and have such a heart full of just love and compassion for people and empathy and all those things will come back because, you know, what we give, we get back. And so all of us definitely want love and need love and deserve love. You know, that's a basic human need, God. And so I just pray that love comes to all of us, God. I pray that you help us to heal in order to receive the love that we all deserve and desire, God, and that you just get us prepared for it. Help us to heal from whatever it is that we need to heal from to be able to receive the love that we absolutely deserve and that you have for us, God, male or female, God. Your queens and kings deserve love. They deserve the highest level of love, God. We deserve the highest level of love and the most beautiful level of love. And so get us prepared for that, God. You know, help us to work through whatever we need to work through internally so we are our best selves when our partner presents themselves, God. I think that rhymed. but yes, help us to prepare. And just heal and work on ourselves so we show up as our best selves, God. So we just thank you. We thank you for all of the blessings, God. We thank you for the roof over our heads. We thank you for the car that we drive or the cars that we drive, God. We thank you for new homes, God. We thank you in advance for the new house, God. We thank you for the approvals, God. All of the approvals. We thank you for the fixing credit, God. We thank you for, you know, higher credit scores. We thank you for new cars. We thank you for just breaking generational cycles, God. We thank you for helping us to break generational cycles, God. We thank you for helping us to change the trajectory of our family trees, God. There's always one that comes along. And because you're listening to my voice, it must be you. You have it in you. You would not be listening to the sound of my voice if you didn't have something in you that could certainly help not just change the world, but help change your family tree. Help break the cycle. Help change the trajectory of your family tree. Start a new trend. You have it in you, my beautiful queen and handsome king. You have it in you. God is just using me as a voice, as a vessel. I am giving you permission. We thank you, God. I thank you, God, for giving me the divine download to give to them, God. We thank you, God. I give them permission. You give them permission. I give them permission to be successful, God. I give them permission. You give them permission. I give you permission to become the highest expression of yourself. I give you permission to walk away from anyone or anything that is not for you. I give you permission to walk away from anyone that doesn't have your best interest at heart, anyone that isn't right for you. I give you permission to walk in your truth. I give you permission to find your purpose. I give you permission to take on the new job if that's what you want. I give you permission to go for the promotion. I give you permission to love again. I give you permission to love again. I give you permission to open up your heart. I give you permission to open up your heart. God gives you permission to be your best self. God gives you permission to live life abundantly. God gives you permission to live your best life on your terms. You do not owe anyone an explanation for how you want to live your life. God gives you permission to be the best that you can be. It is in His will. It is in your will. From your creation, the divine knew your unique fingerprint, knew that you would have something that nobody else in this world could do or could give. You have a unique fingerprint. There is no one else in this world like you. God has you here for a reason, and you just need to step into who you are. You need to step into who He sees you as. He has already ordained you. He has called you up to be exactly who He has always envisioned you becoming. I pray, God, that you help them to recognize their beauty, recognize their strength, God. I pray that you help them to recognize who they are, God. Help them to see themselves in the way that you see them, God. Help them to see themselves in the way that you see them, God. Many of them may think that they're failures. They think that they're not good enough, and they are. You do not have to be perfect. God is not looking for perfect people. And so I pray, God, I pray for their success. I pray for their courage. I just pray for their heart, God. I pray for their souls. I pray for them to just live a life that they are happy with and fulfilled with, and that they are surrounded by love. I pray that we are all surrounded by love, God. And that's why I just pray that you have them around the right people, God. I pray and speak and affirm the right people into our lives, God. More of the right people into our lives. The people that genuinely care for us and want the best for us, God. And anyone else who does not must fall by the wayside, God. Because time is of the essence. We don't have time for that anymore, God. Anyone who is not for us must fall away by the wayside, God. Only good vibes, only positive vibes, God. Only high vibrational people, high vibrational places, God. High vibrational thinking, God. Higher consciousness. I pray for everyone listening to my voice, God, for them to rise to a higher level of themselves, for them to rise in their consciousness, God, for them to increase their self-awareness, God, so they can start to see things in the way that they need to see them, God. I pray that you open up their spiritual ears, God, so they can hear the things that they need to hear. I pray that you open up their spiritual eyes so they can see things in the way that they should be seeing them, God. And so I pray again that you give them the wisdom and discernment to be able to recognize and hear and see exactly what you want them to hear and see, God. Everything, every resource, every person, everything that they need to succeed shows up at the right time. Every person that they need to succeed shows up at the right time. All of the right events that they need to be at, all of the right opportunities, God, everything, God, all of the good, the great, all of these great things are in your will for them, God. And it is time for them to walk in to that, God. They deserve the best that life has to offer, God. We deserve the best that life has to offer, God. No more settling, no more low vibrational anything. Everything must be a higher level going forward. And so I pray that you give them the courage to have that fearlessness, God, to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, their goals, and whatever sets their soul on fire, God. So they live a life of purpose. They live with purpose and on purpose, and they are fulfilled and happy and living life on their terms, God, because that is what you ordained for us, God. There is nothing righteous in struggling. Nothing at all. They deserve all the material things. However, they deserve all of the spiritual growth, all of the mental, emotional, spiritual growth, everything that is in your will, God, and that you have for us, God, we deserve. And so we just thank you, God. We thank you for another beautiful day. We thank you for all of your blessings. We thank you for all of the right people currently in our lives, God, and more of the right people coming into our lives, God. We thank you for everything that we have right now, God. We may not have the number in our bank accounts, but it's on the way, God. And we thank you in advance for these blessings, God. We thank you. We have a roof over our head and food in our fridge, God. We have cars to drive, God. Some of us, some have jobs, some have become entrepreneurs, but we thank you for the income, God. We thank you for the income that we have now. And we know that that income is going to multiply, God. And so I thank you. We thank you for the multiplication of our income, God. We thank you for the tsunami of wealth, the avalanches of abundance, the avalanches of money, God. We thank you for all the zeros. All of the zeros being added into our bank accounts. We thank you, God. We thank you. Wealth is more than just money, God. And so we thank you for overall our overall well-being, God, mind, body, and spirit. We thank you for perfect health. We thank you for great wealth, God. We thank you for great friendships, great relationships, God. We thank you for all of the right opportunities being presented to us at the right time. We thank you for having us in the right place at the right time, God. We are so grateful and thankful for all the good in our lives, God. We are thankful to be here on earth in our physical bodies, God. And I pray that you continue to give us the wisdom and discernment to make the right decisions that are in our best interest, God. And we thank you. We just thank you, God. I pray that you help them to continue to put themselves first, God. I pray that you help them to put themselves first, God. And so they make decisions that are in their best interest, God. No one is to be rescued. No one is anyone's savior, God. No one is required to save anyone. No one is required to be anyone's savior and to put themselves in a bad position at the expense of someone else. I absolutely believe, God, that, you know, when you can, and if you can help, that it would be in our hearts or in their hearts to do that. However, aside from that, God, everyone has got to level up. Everyone has got to do their part, God. And so I just pray that you give them the courage to make the decisions that are in their best interest, God, and for them to put themselves first, God, so they can fill their cup up to fullness so they can give from their overflow, God. And so I just speak a surplus into our lives, God. I speak overflow into our lives and abundance and prosperity into our lives, God. It is our time, God. And so we just thank you. We are so grateful and thankful for all of the good in our lives, God. And we know that more of that is coming. And so we thank you in advance for all of the blessings and abundance to come, God. We are so grateful and thankful, God. And so it is. It is so. Amen. 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 My beautiful queens and kings, I love you. I absolutely love you wherever you are in the world. I love you. Please take care of yourselves holistically, mind, body, and spirit. You know, watch what you're listening to, what you're watching on TV. Just be mindful, because all of those things have an effect on us, right? And as I've told you guys before, you know, of course you can watch the news. I'm not going to tell you not to watch the news. You want to be up to date and abreast of what's going on, but I just recommend that you don't watch it before you go to bed. That's all I'm asking. So all I'm suggesting, do not make that the last thing that you watch before you go to bed or listen to. Make it something positive, okay? Only positive vibes before bed, all right? But I love you, and, you know, of course, I hope to talk to you soon, but we'll see what the divine has in store for me. Until then, I love you, queens and kings. Stay blessed. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.